What started out as the astronauts' need for an easy way to support plant growth experiments in space has improved nozzle technology across industries here on Earth.
This is Innovation Now, bringing you stories behind the ideas that shape our future.
Watering plants in space without the help of gravity isn't as easy as using the garden hose. So NASA began looking at electrostatic sprayer research done at the University of Georgia in the 1970s and 80s. The sprayer worked by inducing an electric charge onto atomized droplets. Much like an inflated balloon that will stick to a wall when charged with static electricity, the water droplets would stick to the plants with uniform coverage. However, the spraying systems required large sources of water and air to properly break up the fluid, turning it into the tiny droplets needed. Researchers at NASA's Kennedy Space Center led the efforts to develop a new design for the existing technology that would work in enclosed small spaces like the space station. Electrostatic Spraying Systems of Georgia was then able to license the NASA technology. Today, ESS provides the NASA-designed nozzle to customers for sanitization, agriculture, and food safety. For Innovation Now, I'm Jennifer Pulley.
Innovation Now is produced by the National Institute of Aerospace through collaboration with NASA and is distributed by WHRV. Visit us online at innovationnow.us.